Hello, and welcome to this episode of the Well Women podcast. As always, I'm Dr. Laura Pfeiffer, naturopathic doctor and creator of the Period Passport online program, as well as her Time of the Month membership. Today's episode is very special. I'm going to say I have on a friend of mine from Instagram. We all become friends on Instagram, right? Phyllis, also known as Fibroid Queen on Instagram. We've done some live videos together in the past, and I thought it was only fitting that she come on as a guest because of what she specializes in, how she helps women. And I think it's pretty cool, the information and education that she gives, the empowerment. I love it. So hi, thank you for joining me.
Thank you so much, Dr. Laura, for having me.
I'm so excited to get into this. I'm so excited. Tell me, start by telling me, tell our audience, I know, but tell our audience a little bit about yourself, how you got started with this. I'll give you the floor.
Absolutely. So as Dr. Laura just graciously introduced myself, well, I was once a fibroid sufferer and now fibroid queen, and eliminating most of my symptoms with fibroids naturally through a womb wellness program that I created. And I also coach and help other women get their own unique results as well. Now, this womb wellness program, it entails fitness, yoga, and nutrition to cultivate a conscious mindset so energetically women can live their optimal beyond fibroids.
I think that's amazing. And I love that you specifically focus on fibroids because it is something that I feel like in the fertility world, as well as the women's health world, which I'm in both kind of aspects, I don't see them recognized. Like I will have a fertility patient who doesn't even know they have fibroids and I'll read their ultrasound report and it's like 8 fibroids. They might be little, but it's like, these are things that the medical community, I feel like unless it's a certain size, they don't really know what to do with.
Right. Exactly.
And so it's very important that we talk about this and we address it, but let's just start. Tell us about your journey. You mentioned you were a fibroid sufferer and that you were able to, become the fibroid queen, heal yourself. Just tell us a little bit about your story.
Yeah. So my story started back when I was about 8 years old, just witnessing my mom go through her pain and suffering with uterine fibroids as well. And being raised in an African household and being the oldest, when it came to just expression and talking about things, it was very frowned upon. So my mom was very private. I know she was just trying to really keep it to herself. And me being a curious child, always asking questions like, why are you in pain? You know, one day she got back from the hospital and she just looked horrible. I mean, I can't forget that experience. And I finally got her to tell me what happened. She said that her doctor told her to get a partial hysterectomy. And I asked why, and she was like, because of fibroids. And I'm like, what are fibroids? And I don't even think she knew what they were at that time. So that memory experience stayed with me, let's just say fast forward 15 years when I was in nursing school and I was getting a womb wellness checkup. And that vivid experience popped up in my head, as well as just felt something different in my heart. And one of the things I want women listening to this is following your own intuition goes a long way. And I think that's what happened at that time. And then I asked the doctor, you know what, can I have an ultrasound? I didn't know much about fibroids, remind you, but I do know just my mom's experience. And then maybe learning a little something in nursing school. So I kind of put those two together and requested a ultrasound because I know many women, as this is a silent pandemic, where up to 80% of women will suffer from, it is something that we keep to ourselves. And, you know, that's what I did when the doctor told me my results, because I ended up having a fibroid, a quarter-sized fibroid on my uterus. And despite having the symptoms and the triggers, so four triggers I usually kind of, you know, preach. They're not limited to these four, but heavy cycles, pain, anemia, as well as bloating. And I had all of that. And the doctors just told me to monitor it being so small. And not knowing any better, you know, that's what I did. I monitored it. And if I knew what I knew now, I would have made some changes in my lifestyle. But that's something even back then to now that is still not talked about, right? So I went on about my business and went back to the same lifestyle, the same way of eating, moving. And I ended up going through a lot of stress in nursing school where I developed anxiety. I had panic attacks, just so doubtful, emotional. And I carried that through the 2 years of graduating with my my associate's degree at the time. And then I was actually 30 pounds heavier at the time as well. So I was told that, you know what, Phyllis, you may need to get on some cholesterol medications in my early 20s because of just the way I was eating and not caring for myself. So I was like, I am not looking to get on any cholesterol medication. So that was like the wake up call. I would say the initial wake up call for me, right? So I started going to the gym and I met this friend who introduced me to another friend that was her bodybuilding coach. Long story short, I ended up joining her program because I felt so subconscious and I wanted to get out of my comfort zone and also lose the weight so that I don't have to get on cholesterol medication. So this bodybuilding coach convinced me to join her program. And I was like, yeah, right. I said no at first because I'm like, I'm so like, so self-conscious. How could I get on stage in a bikini, right? So I just slept on it and I ended up just taking on her offer and be able to be with other like-minded people. So that's what I did. So women that are going through this, you know, not to suffer alone, you know, join a community. When I was diagnosed, there was hardly any to what we have now. We're still a long way, right? So join a like-minded community to get that support. So that's what I wanted to do. And man, I was able to transform my body from 30 pounds to just like 13% of body fat. It was just a huge transformation in 3 months where I was competing on stage and I won my first show.
Amazing. Yeah.
Thank you. So Dr. Laura, that's when the momentum kind of just revved up. And then I was like, you know what? I'm kind of liking this transformation thing. I'm gonna go get my personal training certification, right? Yeah. And that's what I did. So I competed for 8 years. And in the middle of that, I became a personal trainer, went back to get my bachelor's degree in nursing. And then I was training clients, working as a nurse. So just imagine what I had left.
Busy.
Yes. So, you know, I was not getting any sleep, right? I was just staying away from it. I was becoming very cold. Go ahead.
I was going to say you must have been in fight or flight. Like you were so busy, overwhelmed, lots of stuff going on.
Yes, absolutely. So I was going through a lot and I felt like my body was just not getting what it needed. It started breaking down. And I think that was like the progression of my fibroids. I, you know, just looking back, I personally feel that was why, also in nursing school as well. So, you know, stress plays a big role. And I feel like that's often overlooked, but we as people, we're sometimes dealing with a lot. We don't even realize it. And that's where I was at. So I decided that I did not want to compete anymore. It was just taking too much out of me. And I'm sick of being judged on stage just because, you know, my booty was too big or I had to lose so much weight, so much body fat. It became just more self-sabotage after that. So I ended up leaving the bodybuilding world and felt like I just lost a part of me where I felt so lack that I needed to get in a relationship with a guy that was so toxic.
Yeah.
You know, it just wasn't good. That left a lot more emotional baggage. So, you know, we as women, sometimes we are very vulnerable to our environment and we have hormones.
Yeah.
We have hormones. We're such unique beings.
Yeah.
And so I ended up leaving. And then when I went to take a picture with some friends, we went out to eat and one day, and I was going to post the picture on social media. And then I looked at it. I was like, wait, look at my abdomen. It looks like I'm pregnant. And so I was in total disbelief. I was like, this can't be happening right now. So the toxic relationship I was in, I ended up parting ways from him. So I was going through a lot. I just became an emotional eater. I just gained all the weight back and just didn't care anymore.
Yeah.
And then these fibroids. So I go back to the doctor and the doctor's like, well, your fibroids grew. And they grew with the largest one being almost 10 centimeters.
Wow.
Yeah. So there were four of them. And I was like, you got to be kidding, right? You know, I immediately just blanked out as he described all the surgical options and what I can do and do drugs and this and that. I was like, this can't be happening. And I immediately ran out of his office and nearly went into depression because I just really felt like my body failed me. I was like, I became a coach. I did this. And I'm like, why? Yeah. Why? And after a while of just staying to myself and just feeling depressed every day, I was like, you know what? This can't keep happening. I have to do something. I have to figure something out. And that's actually one of my inspirations is Maria Furlio, you know, it's figure it outable. And that is exactly what I had to do. I was like, you know, we are unique women and the one size fits all approach does not fit all of us.
Yeah.
You know, it does fit, you know, some of us that need to have no other option or limited options, but for the most of us, we are unique beings and we should be treated as so. So that is one of the things that deterred me from surgery is the likelihood that fibroids can come back. And I always use this analogy with weeds. It's like, you know, fibroids are resistant weeds. You cut them, they can grow back if you have them growing in the same soil. Yep. So you have to change the soil. And that's what I do. I help women change the soil because after following this little regimen that I kind of played with in my home, I just kind of turned it into a lab and started experimenting with different recipes. I started doing intentional movements versus the bodybuilding, lifting, you know, go hard or go home approach.
Yep.
Right. I started breathing more.
Yep.
I started
something
connecting.
That no one does. No one breathes. No one breathes.
No one breathes, you know, it's a vibe, you know, just don't breathe when you're lifting. Right. And you just turn really red or blue. Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, I had to move intentionally and what I created was womb wellness workouts. It's the workouts are focused on the womb, focused on mind, body, spirit connection. That way your body can actually think and believe that you're in a safe environment because again, with stress, our body doesn't know what's good stress and bad stress. So like me, I was overtraining because I took those judges' advice competing and was like, you know, I got to do better. So I would go to the gym 2-3 times a day and I was killing my body. And that's what I feel traditional workouts do. And that's why womb wellness workouts really cultivate the body to ignite healing hormones. That way you can feel the symptoms relieve. And that's what happened with me. So this regimen incorporating intentional fitness, nutrition, you know, just coming on into this, I mean, you know, there's really not a name for it, Dr. Laura. You, I know you and I can just go on, you know, on another tangent with this one, but when it comes to diet, there is, you know, researching what is good for fibroids is just not out there because there's a lot of hormonal processed fake food that we're eating. So I had to really create my own style of eating, and that's what I help women with as well. And then the mindset coaching, you know, being able to, you know, look beyond yourself and really connect your mind and body together so that way you can live an optimal quality of life. So holistic is what all three of those do. And I followed that regimen. And a year later, I was going up a flight of stairs, nearly fainted. And I, you know, really tried to stumble into my apartment, get in my bed, and I just kind of knocked out. That night, I got my cycle, and it was like a lot heavier than before. I'm like, man, that's kind of odd. I mean, it's already heavy, but why is it so heavy tonight, you know? And I ended up feeling better. That dizzy episode ended up clearing up after taking a nap. So getting my cycle that night, I just thought something was a little off. But there was an ultrasound scheduled later that week. And you know, Dr. Laura, again, I'm sure the rest of you women listening to this can relate, is sometimes you just get these divine connections, right? And sometimes you just know what you know. As women, we just were naturally born healers, but and leaders, but a lot of us don't know that, right? And that's what I think about what happened with the ultrasound, because who would have known a week before that, having this little dizzy episode, going to an ultrasound and it revealing that a 4-centimeter fibroid has degenerated. I was like, wow. Amazing. So yes. And I feel that the investment that I did in following this regimen, now, you know, the wellness regimen, has been able to get me not only those results, but going from 8 heavy days of cycles, of my cycles usually 8 days long and heavy, okay? Coming from that and then going to now just a moderate flow, no longer than 3 days. Okay. I'm like, yeah. So, and then confidence, feeling better about myself, eliminating the pain and the bloating, and just finding my new calling. And that was now, you know, helping women, millions of women, be able to get their own unique results. And, that's what my wellness program entails.
And that's amazing.
I
love all of the things that you do in your womb wellness. I love the principles that you promote. And this is why we have these conversations. But you and I both know, if anyone listened to our live video we did, our live session, I also spoke about my story. And I do have a history of fibroids. They weren't as large as that, but I do have a history of fibroids. And the same thing for me was through a lot of the things I did with diet and lifestyle, prioritizing myself, working on my stress, getting the proper diet in place, getting the right supplements for me. I was able to get rid of my fibroids completely, which is pretty cool as well. I want to highlight though, that you, at the beginning, we talked about bodybuilding. And I want everybody to, I want to circle back on that because we're going to talk about hormonal fat today. And that's what we're going to focus on. But I want to reiterate the idea that working out harder was not better. And the fact that I see this in my patients. Now, my patients are not all trying to be bodybuilders. That is like the extreme of it. But I see this in a lot of my patients. I'm sure you see this in a lot of women you work with, is they think that to lose the weight, we work out harder. Can you just explain why that's not helpful for hormonal fat?
Exactly. Oh my gosh, Dr. Laura, that's huge. And it's not helpful at all because your perception of your reality really dictates how your body's going to respond in survival mode. You know, like, you know, you're always on the go, your heart rate is usually racing, you can be impatient at times. So, you know, that flight or fight mode, or, you know, whether you're in an environment that's relaxing, comfortable, whatever your perception, that plays a huge role. And let alone the amount of sleep you're getting, you know, what you're eating, what your thoughts are, and how you're moving can all impact your body's response to that. And for most, it can really take the cortisol levels up. And once that goes up, that's going to affect your thyroid function, your adrenal glands, your estrogen balance. And what Dr. Laura just asked is just when, you know, hormonal fat is usually driven for most, especially when it comes to women, is the imbalance of hormones, more so estrogen. And estrogen is kind of ignited from stagnant energy. And then the stagnant energy and then just the cortisol levels affecting the other levels, throwing it all off. So when you have that going on, it starts to produce stubborn fat. And depending on how you're shaped, you may notice some areas in your body that are disproportionate. You're starting to get more fat pockets in the other areas of your body. And then you're starting to not lose weight with the diet that you've been on for the last 5 years. Or yeah, you get on another diet and it doesn't work. Yeah. Or you're having some bloating, hormonal acne, mood swings, tired. Those are all signs of hormonal fat. And it's not just in women, but it's more so in men.
Yeah. And I find that it's that also that like spare tire that women complain about, that spare tire. I just can't lose that spare tire, that muffin top, that fat around the midsection. And it is, when we think about cortisol, it's our body's stress hormone. We are protecting our body. So it's like, we're picturing running from a bear. What do? Protect our internal organs. And so that's what our body's doing. We're throwing up walls. We're throwing up these like protective mechanisms saying, don't, we're not losing this. So I find working out too hard is one of the problems. One of the problems I see with that. Number two is eating too little. And so I know you were talking about, we've been on the same diet for too long. And I see these diets, 1100 calories, 1200 calories, and they're also exercising. And I'm like, not enough protein, not enough healthy fat, not enough fiber. So can you speak to the diet and how diet plays a role in hormonal fat?
Absolutely. So diet plays a huge role because we are having a lot of man-made xenoestrogens. That's like plastics and, you know, feminine care products. Your environment can be eluding estrogen like symptoms in your body, and that's how it accumulates, right? So in regards to the diet, foods that are processed, that are I would say more so on the meat side, you know, just anything that had a parent, eggs, that sort of play a huge role. And then the thing I would say most, Dr. Laura, is kind of like, it's the diet on top of what you're doing and how you're thinking. It's like that, all that, you know, kind of little bits and pieces of that kind of go into a little box and mix up, and you kind of get this resistance. And so the diet is really, a lot of just, again, processed meat, soy, dairy, those type of things.
Yeah, absolutely. So for listeners who are listening right now, let's talk about number one, how they know that they may be dealing with hormonal fat, just a few off the top symptoms that they think, oh, it's probably hormonal fat. Two, is there any way that you recommend them investigating further or what their next step should be? And we'll kind of finish off with you just giving some things that we can start doing today. What are your top ways that we can start managing this today?
Yeah, absolutely. So the first thing, how to look out for hormonal fat. So in women, the three main symptoms are mood changes. Okay. So you go from one thing to the next that can, again, deal with your hormones, and you can maybe have some, you know, fat that you cannot get off for a long time. And then also lack of sleep. Okay. That's a big one. And then you're doing the same amount of exercising and eating, but you're still not getting any results.
Stubborn. So those are
the big ones. And I would say, I got to add, you know, acne as well. That's a big one. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So if they're struggling, and a lot of people will complain of this, they'll say, I work out, I eat 1200 calories, I'm working out harder than I've ever worked out, and I'm not losing weight. And your body is holding onto that hormonal fat on purpose, right? Like, this is our protective mechanism. And so what can these women do? What can we start doing? What do you recommend?
So I recommend to get someone like Dr. Laura. No, I'm just get a specialist.
Or yourself.
Yeah, exactly. But
No. I mean you. I mean, like, also women, also find it in yourselves.
Exactly. You're right. Yeah, I totally missed that one. So get a specialist, right? Just like Dr. Laura was, you know, ingesting me. So, like, get a specialist, get someone that you can find resourceful in regards to, or specializes in this area that you want to kind of strive for. Number two is limiting the processed foods, the meat, soy, dairy. If that is a big part of your eating style, then maybe instead of eating, you know, meat every day, maybe try 3 or 4 days a week, right? Instead of every day. Go for more green leafy vegetables. Like I said earlier, I can't tell you a diet to go to, because I think there's a little bit of issues in, you know, every diet we can think of, right? But when it comes to hormonal fats, a plant-based diet has a lot of soy in it, right? And then, you know, when you think about a gluten-free diet, well, regular dairy milk is gluten-free. So,
and lots of processed foods are gluten-free as well.
Exactly. Really start looking at your cabinet, your refrigerator, and saying, you know what do I know that's not good for me? And go for more green leafy vegetables, go for ancient grains like quinoa. I'm a big fan of quinoa. Maybe try out beans that has a lot of good protein in it. And there is plant-based protein powders out there for you, where you guys are like, you know what? You know, how do you get your protein? You know, if you do look into other types of diet, but, you know, the body necessarily doesn't need that much protein that we think it needs, right? It's like, again, hiring a specialist that can help you in this area, and then taking a look at your foods and seeing what you can do more of, because as you mature, what you did 5 years ago is not going to be the same effect you're doing it now, right? Up your game with your workouts. And that's what I do, you know, help women with, is getting a hormonal regimen with workouts that are going to help with not facilitating hormonal fat, as well as, you know, changing your way that you think. I mean, if you're always thinking negative, you're fearful of, you know, what's going to happen at your job when you get back to work, you know, that all produces dysfunction of energy in the body. So I would say those are things you can, like, really start off with, really just taking a look at your diet and maybe, you know, joining a community or getting a specialist.
Yeah. And I think one of the things I typically do with my patients also is balancing blood sugar, because when we're changing our diet, we know that fibroids are more likely to grow in an imbalanced. We know that insulin is part of the picture in fibroid growth. We also see this with endometriosis, all these estrogen dominant type conditions, right? And so having that balanced blood sugar is part of taking inventory on your diet, getting rid of the processed foods, making sure we have enough protein too, because if we are not having balanced blood sugar, we're going to have more cravings at night. It's going to be harder to make those shifts in your diet. And I also find, on top of that, some women will resort to going on the birth control pill because they'll say, well, my periods are heavy, I want to regulate my cycle. And I would actually advise against that, because it's only covering up the hormonal imbalances. They're still going to be there. They're still going to be there when you come off of the pill. So I would say investing in really taking inventory on your diet, because I always say you cannot out-supplement a poor lifestyle and diet. Getting your mindset right, understanding the role of stress, just like you've mentioned, all of these things are so, so, so important. So I love those tips for everyone. Give me one exercise that you like to do in your womb wellness. What type of exercise do you do specifically to support the womb? What's one exercise we can do?
Yeah, that is the goddess pose. So if you look up goddess pose, it'll give you some simple instructions to follow. But just making it more focused on the womb, you want to incorporate your breathing. So as you go down on the, it's like a squat type of exercise, but the knees are wide. Yep. And once you go down, that's when you exhale and then inhale. So moving with your breath and then thinking what you want to happen with yourself, right? So mind, body, soul, and connecting that, and then actually doing where you're counting your breaths, moving your hips up and down. You know, Dr. Laura, there's a little kind of position that really facilitates circulation and stagnation, because a lot of us are, even though we, you know, we are women, we still have tight hips, right? Mm-hmm. So being able to use the movement and the energy along with the right frame of mind can really, you know, be crucial when it comes to wellness workout. So that would be one.
Amazing. And I love that exercise. It's amazing. But I will say, it's interesting you talk about stagnation, because when we look at stagnation and fibroids, and same with, I say endometriosis as well, these estrogen dominant type conditions, when we look at it from a Chinese medicine perspective, Chinese medicine talks about blood flow and stagnation. And when there is not movement of energy and movement of blood flow, we stagnate. And when we stagnate, we build and we grow. And so that's what happens with fibroids. We have stagnation. We don't have that blood flow, that energy flow. Things get stuck. And when things get stuck, they grow. And really, from like a Chinese medicine energetic perspective, that aligns with the same type of thing that you're talking about now. So I love that. Before we wrap up, tell us a little bit how we can get in touch with you, how we can join your womb wellness, how someone can work with you. I'll let you take the floor.
Yes. So my womb wellness programs, I kind of revamped it and hired a team. So it's coming out sometime next month. Mm-hmm. And what happens is, you know, you're looking to find other ways to, you know, get rid of your hormonal fat. You've gotten 2-3, you know, myomectomies already, which is removal of the fibroids, and you're needing other ways to help with your estrogen dominance. That is what I help women do. And once you schedule consultation, you and I can talk about what your why is, because that's what I focus on. Yeah. You know, your why is to get, you know, do just the holistic option right now. Your symptoms won't allow that, or your option is to get a, you know, surgery to remove them. Either way you go, this holistic lifestyle, this womb wellness program is going to be your foundation to, again, manage the estrogen, right? So schedule consultation, and then we kind of go over and see what is the right pick for you as far as the packages. I have 3 packages, and the very the top package, once they complete the program after 6 months, we get them, I refer them to one of my doctors that work with me to do hormone testing, kind of see where your progress is.
Amazing. And I love that, because a lot of coaches and wellness gurus out there do not have that medical attachment, that medical background. And so I love what you're doing, and I love what you promote, because you do have that really good balance between the conventional medical knowledge, the conventional medical connection, and the holistic know-how. So I love that your program incorporates all of that. Where can women reach you?
So at Fibroid Queen, I live on Instagram at Fibroid Queen, or you just look me up online, www.fibroidqueen.com, and you can see kind of just a rundown of what my program entails. And then if you want to schedule a consultation for us to talk, we can go from there. But the goal is to empower and educate you. I think this silent pandemic is really taking over a lot of women, where we're feeling powerless. Yep. And living in a low state, low vibrational state. It's really time that we all just speak up and join this community to really grow it.
Amazing. Thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it so much. And I know that my listeners will love hearing these tips and getting in touch with you. So thank you so much. We will have another episode. This has been the Well Women Podcast. Thanks for listening. Bye, guys.